Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is another day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him and be joyful. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free. Be not entangled again with the weight or the yoke of bondage. God loves us so much that He gave His Son for us that we can live in this freedom or not weighed down. And I've been talking about this. You know, one of the hardest things for me in the Word was learning God's love. And it's something I still have a hard time with that I've tried to work on throughout the years. And I finally have someone who teaches it. And my whole thing with the Word is reverential awe. I have reverential awe for God, and therefore I'll do whatever's in the Word. I'll try to change my mind and change my attitude towards it. But it took me a long time to understand the word grace. And I'm talking like 2 years ago is when I understood what grace means. That loving disposition, there's nothing, you don't have to do anything. God chose you. We didn't choose Him. Or we did choose Him, but God chose you before the foundation of the world. And there's nothing that you can do. And there's so much loving kindness in that. And God loves the good and the evil. God loves everybody. He wants everyone to be saved. It talks about that in the Word. But it's just funny to me that it's taken me this long to start seeing where God's love is in the Word. Where I start to see and my heart starts to get like softened towards God in the sense of who God is and the love He has towards us. Because again, you can look at God as this reverential figure that will just cast punishment. It's not correct. It's not accurate. But I think sometimes we go through life and say, oh, well, God did this or God did that. Or God only wants love. The adversary does stuff, but God is only here for love towards us. And He loves us. And I'm going to go through that a little bit today. If you go to Peter, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10, it says, but the God of all grace, again, that's that loving disposition. You don't have to do anything to earn the love that God has for you. And that's whether or not you believe in His Son or not. You don't have to be born again to be loved by God. God loves you regardless and wants the best for you. Verse 10, but the God of all grace, who hath called us to His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered for a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. I just love that that's what He wants for you. And that's what He wants for me, to strengthen, to make us perfect, to settle us, to establish us. He establishes you in your life. He's there for you all the time. And I'm so very thankful for God that I have that. Like if you live your life like I've lived where you, I don't know, man, He'll take you out of that fear, that state of fear where you are afraid of whether or not you're going to make, especially if you own a business, you'll understand what I'm talking about. But where you stay in a state of fear, like even if you're worried about who's being elected or if you're worried about tomorrow or if your finances or whether or not something will go through on a contract or work or relationships or family, like all those things, God removes the fear in your life when you start to go to Him. And He loves you so much. He loves us so much. And I think we forget, I forget that. Verse 4 of chapter 34 of Psalms, I sought the Lord and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto Him and were made radiant or lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. Thinking about standing in front of God and you look at Him and he lightens your face. He softens you. He wants you to love Him. He loves you. If you go over to 1 John chapter 4, oh boy, where is this? 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. It says, beloved, let us love one another, for love is out from the origins of God. Love is not a man-made construct. It's God that created love. It's our God that created love, and He loves you. He's not of God. He did not send Jesus Christ to judge the world, which is, you know, I'll go over that here in a few seconds, but He loves us. Verse 7, beloved, let us love one another, for God, or for love is out from the origins of God. And everyone that loveth is sired of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And in this was manifested the love of God towards us, because God sent his only begotten Son. God is love, and he's the one that created love, and he loves you. I'm just going to finish up with this. If you jump over to Romans chapter 10, verse 11, for the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed or cause shame. Whosoever believes on God will not be ashamed. You will never be ashamed when you look at God and he softens your face and he softens your heart, knowing that he is love and he loves you regardless of anything you do, act, anything. It's undeserved favor. That means you can do anything in the world and God's not going to change the love that he has for you. He gave his son that you can live eternal life, which is a gift of God. He's a great God and he cares for every hair on your head. Pray the big prayers again. Start to talk to him today. Pick a verse, put it in your heart, put it in your mind. Give reverential awe where reverential awe is due. Love God, set your mind towards him. Have a beautiful day today. Pray the big prayers. When you pray to God. Again, you never pray to Jesus Christ. You pray to God, you lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. And where that foghorn
blows, I will be coming. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your word and for those who teach it. Again, I'm just very, very thankful for you showing me and just pretty much answering a prayer when it comes to this. I thank you for the love that you give us and what you did for us that we can live this way, and for your son. I pray for everything that's going on in the business and taxes. I get all this stuff done. And I'm just very, very grateful for the family I have and the people that you've surrounded me with and the friends I have. And I just lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.